Here's another not quite related, but perhaps related to learning news story. This week, researchers in an international team from Switzerland, the Czech Republic and the US have managed to measure the forces felt by a small pill as it travels through the intestines.
Is this some kind of Fantastic Journey thing? Have they shrunk down? What on earth have they done?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Well, it's Brian Laulicht and colleagues, and they developed a technique using a dummy magnetic pill. And this was fed to both human and dogs, and they tracked its progress using an array of magnetic field sensors held over the abdomen. Publishing in PNAS this week, not only could they detect the direction of gastric forces exerted on the pill, but also the magnitude of those forces, and they could see how these changed through the stages of digestion.
So what did they find?
Well, they found that on a full stomach, both humans and dogs exerted similar gastric forces on the pill. But when both volunteers were fasted, the dog's innards exerted, on average, 5 times the force of the humans. So we now know that dogs' gastric systems are only similar to that of humans after they've been fed.
Interesting. Why we might want to know that. Why do we need to know what happens to pills once you've eaten them?
Well, it's important because in order to make tablets as effective as possible, we need to know how long they can last for inside the guts. So for some pills, at least, the longer they last inside you, the more effective they are at delivering their medicine. So the researchers hope that by modelling the gut forces in this way, they can design much more sophisticated pills than those currently on the market.
Nice. I wish they'd work out why my parents' dogs keep being sick. That would be very nice as well.